Describe an exciting activity you did with others.
What kinds of exciting activities do young people like to do in your country? One exciting activity that young people like to do in China is go to an escape room with their friends. This is a room that you are in where you have to work together to solve clues and escape before time runs out, creating a sense of thrill. Another exciting activity is bowling. This is exciting for young people because you get to throw a ball down a channel and hit a bunch of pins. It's noisy and unusual and a little bit challenging, but it's exciting to try to hit all the pins and win the game. Finally, I think karaoke is another exciting activity that young people like to do. Karaoke is exciting because it involves singing songs in front of other people, which takes a lot of courage. Why do people choose to do exciting activities such as extreme sports? People choose to do things like extreme sports because they want to feel excitement in their lives. Many of them often lead very boring lives. So when they want to feel alive, they choose to do something that reminds them of this fact. Skydiving and bungee jumping are two of the most famous extreme sports. People love to do them because, although they cause a lot of fear, some people find them highly challenging and quite distinct from their usual sports. They are usually more mentally challenging than physically, and this is why they are exciting. How do people benefit from trying new things? Trying new things is really good for people. It helps them learn new stuff and understand themselves better. Firstly, when people try something new, like surfing for the first time, they will learn new skills. They will figure out how to stand on the surfboard, what to do if they fall off, and how to catch the right wave and ride it to the beach. So trying new things teaches them new skills. Secondly, people also benefit by learning about themselves. Doing something for the first time is not always mentally easy for someone, as this can change their sense of self. For example, if they're great at other sports, but try something like ice skating for the first time and struggle, it can be frustrating. However, this challenge can serve as a lesson in emotional management, enabling them to navigate their feelings of anger and frustration. It can help them accept that they can't be perfect all of the time. Why do older people avoid trying risky and challenging activities? Are people less willing to try new things as they get older? Older people avoid trying risky and challenging activities usually because they are afraid. Most older people think they can hurt themselves, and so rather than try something they want to do, they let their fears get in the way. I think the media and doctors have people believe that they have to be careful when they get old, but if they're healthy and active, they should really have no cause for concern and should continue to do activities, even risky and challenging activities. For example, if an older person wants to try to kayak and they're a good swimmer, their age alone shouldn't hold them back. But unfortunately, for some, it does. Should people engage in dangerous, stimulating activities? If people are willing to take part in some risky and exciting activities, it's not necessarily a bad thing, because it can bring them joy and a sense of accomplishment, as well as spark their courage and adventurous spirit. But here's the thing. Life is precious, and everyone has the right to do stuff they actually enjoy. So even if an activity like bungee jumping meets all safety standards, no one should be pressured into participating, especially if they fear accidents or death. Pushing someone into an experience they're uncomfortable with can intensify existing fears, such as fear of heights. So when it comes to these crazy activities, it's all about respecting people's right to choose what they're comfortable with. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。